Moncrief on News Talk.
You may well be watching or re-watching Home Alone over the next few weeks, and you'll recall that within the film, there's an old black and white gangster movie playing on the TV called Angels with Filthy Souls, but it's not real. It was specifically made for Home Alone, and that's not that uncommon. There are hundreds of fake films within films that are listed on our website called Nestflix. Lynn Fisher is a creator. Afternoon, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. What's the reason why they make these fake films rather than maybe just use a footage of a real old film?
Yeah, I think that it gives them a little bit of creativity to put commentary about the film or kind of mirror experiences that the characters are going through. And I think it just adds some really nice like world-building details to the movies, and I think that's why they tend to get made.
And is there usually with these kind of films when they make them, are there identifying features to them? Are they, you know, are they usually playing for laughs, for instance?
Yeah. So in it's very common in comedy films, and yes, they are usually played for a joke. They often will feature well-known actors in kind of roles that are unexpected to play for a laugh, or will be a parody of kind of a well-known genre. A little bit of like tongue-in-cheek commentary on like the movie industry. But they do occur in dramas too. And I think what it does is usually has some sort of connection to the characters and like tells you about the characters, character building, or, you know, lots of movies and shows are about filmmaking. And so those naturally kind of fit into movies like that.
And the bit that you see in the final cut of the film, of the film within the film, is that generally all they've filmed, or is there some kind of longer version of this thing that could be turned into a half hour episode or something?
I think it depends. For most of them, I think that's what you see on screen is probably about what they created. There are some where they film quite a bit and then release kind of like an extra cut of it on like special features or on YouTube or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, so those ones are kind of fun where you get kind of a sneak peek and then a more like fleshed out version of it. But I don't think that there's ever been a case, at least that I've seen, where there's like a whole, you know, kind of a whole arc, a narrative. It's usually kind of like bits and pieces.
Mm. And the actors they use, that have any well-known actors appeared in films within films?
Yeah, I guess I don't know off the top of my head if there has been ones that showed up before they were famous, right, and then became famous later. But there are a lot of well-known actors that get put into these films and films just for the, I think you want the audience to be able to recognize them typically.
Yeah. Well, I suppose in some instances, yeah, and probably people can think of instances where it was deliberate, like that here's Eddie Murphy in some completely, you know, a spoof film kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is this practice? How far back does it go?
So I actually take a look, and the earliest one that I have cataloged is from the movie Brief Encounter from 1945. But that one was real quick, real small. I feel like the earliest, like real kind of good example is Singing in the Rain, which was 1952. But again, a movie about making movies, right? So I think it's been happening since, you know, movies have been made. I think it's kind of a plot device that serves kind of lots of different stories. So it's kind of shown up all throughout the history of film.
Now, does that count? Because as I recall in Singing in the Rain, the characters are making a movie and you see them making the movie rather than, I don't remember, is there a scene where you see people watching the finished product in the cinema?
I guess it depends how tight your criteria is. For my site, I will qualify anything where they're actively shooting the film or someone is watching it on screen. And in that case, there's just tons of footage of them shooting the movie. I can't recall if you see it on the theater, but you definitely have like movie premiere type events within the movie. Yeah, I guess it depends how tight your criteria is.
Yes.
But I definitely do the best ones are where you're, you know, they're watching it in a cinema.
Mm. Yeah, one of our listeners says, I always remember in the American version of The Office, they watch an episode of a movie starring Jack Black, where he is trying to date a 19-year-old. Yes. I still smirk at the scene of Jack Black crying out for Lily as she gets in the stair chair.
Yes, Mrs. Albert Hannaday is what it's called. That one's a great one because they got big stars to star in it, and it's kind of, it runs throughout the whole episode. So that's a really good one.
Yeah. So how, like, you did you just start this as in a moment of idleness, or what brought you to create it, Lynn?
Yeah, so I make websites just for fun on my own, just kind of something that I do. And I had this kind of idea in my backlog for a while of like movies and movies. That's like kind of a fun concept that kind of like spans a lot of movies and TV shows. And in 2021, I had a little bout of unemployment. And so I was like, I'm just going to make this into a website. Did some research, and this is what came out of it.
How do you research? I mean, how do you find them out? Do people like send you, look, I've just found this movie in a movie?
Yeah. So when I first did the site, I was just like Googling, researching, kind of using my own, you know, load of knowledge about ones I've seen. And I released the site with about 400 or so titles. And then once I put the site out there, I asked for contributions. And so I was like, okay, what's your favorite one that is missing from the site? And so lots of people have sent in examples. And I have now the site is up to like 1,200 titles, and I have a huge list that still need to be added. So,
wow.
People around the world have been really helping me build this archive.
If you've... yes, The Dueling Cavalier, someone's texting, is the name of the film they're making in Singing in the Rain. And yes, they do have an audience going to see it at the cinema, says one of our listeners.
Okay,
so there you go. That shuts me up on that one. Because it was an early talkie, and the woman in it had an absolutely dreadful voice, as I recall.
Yeah.
You've got 1,200 now. I assume, are there more to discover? Have you just scratched the surface, or do you think you have most of them?
I mean, there's definitely always going to be more to discover. On my to-do list, I have about 1,000 still to do, and people submit them every day. And also, new movies and shows are coming out all the time that have them in them. So as new stuff comes out, there's more to add. So I think this will be just an ongoing project forever, potentially. But it's cool. New examples are really fun, too, because people have them top of mind.
Now, it's a very clever name for your website, Nestflix. Have Netflix kind of sent you any letters or anything like that?
No, I have not heard from Netflix. I was curious if anyone would say anything or send a cease and desist or anything. But it's been good. No issues.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to hear. You know what those people can be like. Lynn, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Lynn Fisher there, the creator of Nestflix.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.